Welcome to Lou Marks' Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Let's talk about Joe Biden's acceptance speech. It was the speech Joe Biden waited his whole life to give, and it was all lies. It should have been torn up by Nancy Pelosi. That's her specialty. Joe Biden gave the biggest speech of his life to a near-empty room, his words hanging in the air against a backdrop of hermetic silence. There was nothing fancy or new about it, just a graying politician in a suit and tie, flags and a curtain behind him standing at a lectern telling you how he saw the choice ahead. "Give people light," he said, quoting the late civil rights leader Ella Baker. Those are words for our time. He was plagiarizing as usual. He doesn't have a single original thought in that head of his. As president, he vowed, he would be an ally of the light and a president for the whole of the country. But the bar had been set absurdly low already for Biden. In fact, the whole four-day non-convention that culminated in Biden's speech had been testament to the movement and moment on which his candidacy was born, a moment so much bigger than the man himself, and so full of lies. But first, let's take a look at Biden's history of outrageous lies. We have to stop calling Biden's so-called mistakes gaffes. They're not gaffes. Let's call them what they are. They're lies. Not gaffes, lies. And Biden has a long history of lying about himself, about his past, and about events that never even took place. Joe Biden's astonishingly propensity to make things up is a major liability for him, at least to those with common sense. But Democratic voters have been largely kept in the dark about those lies by liberal media outlets that support and promote Biden. During a virtual town hall event in response to a question about how he planned to appeal to young voters, Joe Biden harkened back to his experience as a university professor following his departure from the United States Senate. According to Joe Biden, in his own words, "When I left the United States Senate, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Delaware has the Biden School as well. So I spent a lot of time on campus with college students," he said. It's fair to say many viewers probably drew the most obvious conclusion that the former vice president had left public office, presumably the vice presidency, rather than the Senate, as Biden had said. Wrong again, and taken up work lecturing to young people at the University of Pennsylvania. The problem? Biden never actually taught at Penn. He never taught at Pennsylvania University. As the school's campus newspaper reported in 2017, the former vice president's appointment initially led to some students and faculty believe he was going to be working as an instructor. But Biden spokesperson Kate Bedingfield, who currently serves in a senior role on his campaign, soon confirmed that he would not, in fact, be teaching classes after all. Last year, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported that Biden was paid more for the professorship that he never had than he made as vice president, $371,159 in 2017 plus $540,484 in 2018 and early 2019 for what are called a vaguely defined role that involved no regular classes, not around a dozen public appearances on campuses, mostly in big ticketed events. He got paid for speaking. The average salary for a Pennsylvania University of Pennsylvania professor, for comparison, was $217,411. Joe Biden is not just a liar, he's a crook. In 1987, when Joe Biden was running for president for the very first time, his campaign got swallowed up in a swarm of lies that Joe Biden told about himself all over the country. First, Biden again was caught plagiarizing a famous speech from British Party leader Neil Kinnock, including parts of the speech that came straight from Kinnock's personal life that simply were not true for Joe Biden. Then, as usual, he plagiarized yet another speech from the late Robert Kennedy, and another from John F. Kennedy, and another from Hubert Humphrey. You have to understand, this was pre-internet, pre-social media, and something in Joe Biden's mind made him think he'd get away with it. But he didn't. Times changed, and he got caught. This ultimately tanked his campaign. Soon it was discovered that Biden had not just plagiarized Love's four speeches, but had lied about academic awards, lied about scholarships he never received, lied about his ranking at Syracuse Law School, where he had nearly been kicked out for plagiarizing 5 entire pages of an essay, and had to beg, he begged, not to be expelled. And that he also frequently lied about something that he had made a central part, not just of his 1988 presidential campaign bid, but of his entire public persona. Temporarily, Joe Biden paid a price for most of those lies, but was never fully held to account for the worst of them all. It's time, people. Time to tell the truth about Biden, let the world know who he is. Over the past year, Biden thundered that the Obama administration didn't lock people up in cages, even though it is total proof of it. He also claimed that immediately, the moment the Iraq war started, he came out against it. He admits it. And he said, "I was always labeled one of the most liberal members of Congress." Political's rating of all three assertions? False. More lies, but no one should be surprised. Unless we forget, a video is making the rounds in which Biden boasts a 1987 rally. "I went to law school on a full academic scholarship and ended up in the top half of my class." Biden also maintained that he graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and was the outstanding student in the political science department. Not one of those claims was true, as newscasters at the time affirmed. When newscasters were newscasters, at least some of them were, most of them were. They're all lies. In fact, Biden graduated 76 out of 85 students in his law school class. One of the worst, almost the worst. Had only a partial scholarship and did not win top honors in his undergraduate discipline. Biden explained in his 2007 autobiography, Promises to Keep, that he had been angry at that rally since it sounded to me that one of my own supporters doubted my intelligence. Sure, a lot of people doubt your intelligence now more than ever. I don't think anyone ever didn't doubt your intelligence. According to a 1987 Newsweek piece, a supporter had politely asked Biden what law school he attended and how well he had done. Biden bristled, had one of his anger fits, saying, I have a much higher IQ than you do," reeled off his fabricated accomplishments, and concluded, "I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank." Rude, abusive, and angry again, and a lot of times profane. The episode reminds us of Biden recently snapping, "You're full of shit," at an auto worker. There's a profanity. Who dared to challenge Biden's stance on guns? Just asked Biden a simple question. Or calling an Iowa voter a damn liar for insinuating that Biden had helped his son gain access in Ukraine. When he's on tape doing it, everyone knows it. Anyway, it's no excuse for Biden's behavior. He can't control himself, just like he can't control his racist comments. The Newsweek reporter wrote that Biden appears hyper, glib, and intellectually insecure. It's a lot worse than that. More shocking, Biden claimed, "My ancestors worked in the coal mines of Northeast Pennsylvania and would come up after 12 hours and play football for 4 hours. More lies. Even though no one in Biden's family tree ever worked underground, he continued that story, which was a lie. Now let's take a look at Biden's civil rights record. Here's Biden's own words. "Take a look at my record, man. I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run." Joe Biden, May 22nd, 2020, on The Breakfast Club. That's what he said. No, the NAACP has not endorsed Joe Biden for any of his races, let alone all of them. Not one. None. Following Biden's claim, the NAACP itself stated, "We want to clarify that the NAACP is a nonpartisan organization, does not endorse candidates for political office at any level, and has not endorsed Joe Biden for anything, ever." Then there's the Nelson Mandela lie. Biden told in February at a campaign rally in Columbia, South Carolina, a claim Biden repeated days later in Nevada Black Legislative Caucus. This day, 30 years ago, he said, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto, trying to get to see him on Robben's Island. When he came to the United States, when he came to the White House, to the Senate, I was chairman of the committee. He walked across in that private room with the big table we have in the executive room, and he walked over, and I said, Mr. President. And he leaned over and he said, thank you. Thank you for trying to come and see me. Firstly, the former vice president claimed in South Carolina to have been arrested with the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, a reference to Andrew Young, a Georgia congressman who traveled with Biden in December 1976 before he became U.N. ambassador, and who later served as mayor of Atlanta in the 1980s. In February 2020, Young told both the New York Times and the Washington Post that he himself had never been arrested in South Africa, and he said he did not think Biden was either. In fact, he knew Biden was not. Neither one was. Secondly, in the same South Carolina speech, said he was arrested with Young on the streets of Soweto while trying to visit Mandela on Robben Island. Biden repeatedly and mistakenly referred to the place where Mandela was in prison for 18 years as Robben's Island. He didn't even know where Mandela was. Lies. On his face, this claim appears utterly implausible, since Soweto, a township of South Africa's largest city, Johannesburg, is located nearly 900 miles northeast of Robben Island, which is off the coast of Cape Town. The two locations are effectively on opposite ends of the country. He can't even tell a good lie. His lies are just too unbelievable. And actually, they're impossible. Biden went on to say, when I was 17, I participated in sit-ins to desegregate restaurants and movie houses, and my stomach turned upon hearing the voices of Arkansas Democratic Governor Orville Faubus and Alabama Democratic Governor George Wallace. Notice they're Democrats. My soul raged on seeing Birmingham, Alabama Commissioner of Public Safety, Bull Connor and his dogs. Biden, in 1983 at the New Jersey State Democratic Convention, this is what he said. As a young man, he took part in the sit-ins to desegregate restaurants, I'm repeating it, along U.S. 40 in Delaware. Reported the Baltimore Sun following an interview with Biden in 1986. A morning news article in September 1975 said that Biden joined in sit-ins to desegregate restaurants along U.S. 40 before he joined the Senate. He said, Biden said, well, I got my education in the black church. Not a joke, he said, because when we used to get organized on Sundays to go out and desegregate movie theaters and things like that, we do it through the black church. I got to admit to you, I'd go to my Catholic Mass at 7:30 first. Man doesn't believe in religion, went to Catholic Mass, then to a black church. More lies. And then I'd show up at the black church, Joe Biden said. It is all lies. Check it. It's all lies. Not one ounce, bit, iota of truth. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them he understood and kept telling the story anyway. Even though he knew they were lies, he continued to tell the story. On the backs of people who actually paid an enormous price for being activists and organizers in the civil rights movement, Joe Biden created a completely false narrative of his work and contributions to the movement that persist to this very day. This is disgusting. The lies are bad enough, but to abuse and to talk about and to ridicule and to lower what actual people did, there is no excuse for Biden. Instead of plagiarized speeches, he was plagiarizing details about his actual life. It just got worse. He doesn't have dementia. He's a sociopath. He not only told these lies in previous generations, they have now fully returned to his current stump speeches in churches and venues around the country as if he never acknowledged and apologized for them in the past. Even though he admitted they were lies, acknowledged they were lies, told people's lies, apologizing for lies. He forgot. He doesn't care. He tells the lies again. The stories are back. It's completely shameful. It's absurd. It's ludicrous. It's criminal. Below is coming up is a full accounting of every lie Joe Biden has told about his work in the civil rights movement. Well, maybe not every, but every major one. First, though, we must begin with two truths that he actually told. On two occasions, Joe Biden actually told the truth about his involvement in the civil rights movement. However, nearly everything else, if not everything else, indeed has been a lie. I've counted at least 31 different lies he has told about being an activist, organizer, sit-in demonstrator, boycott leader, voter registration volunteer, black church trainee, and more in the civil rights movement. But every single time I dig, I actually find more interviews, more lies, more fabrications, more falsehoods, more tales he told to voters and to reporters, historians, and more people. September of 1987, with his presidential campaign completely consumed by his lies, Biden, with his entire public life in shambles, had no choice, and he fell on his sword and told the truth about his lack of work in the civil rights movement. He admitted to his lies again. But today they continue. In repeated interviews, campaign events, and national keynote speeches at the Democratic conventions of both Maine and California, Biden told wild tales of how he marched, sat in, and boycotted during the civil rights movement. And even went so far as to suggest that he had traveled to Selma and Birmingham with such actions. But with his campaign in tatters, he finally said again and admitted they were all just lies. For a man that lies for 47 years in politics, he's lied all his life, admits he lies, then goes on to tell the same lies again, admits they were lies and continues to tell the lies again. He thinks that if he waits enough time, he could tell the same lies. This man is truly insane. Joe Biden is a dangerous individual. On February 26, 1987, Joe Biden began giving speeches in New Hampshire as he prepared to run for president. This is important because this was during presidential elections. What he's in now, he lied so many times before, even in presidential runs, he's doing it now. He's obviously doing it now. Then he made multiple false claims again about marching in the civil rights movement, saying, "When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes, and we changed attitudes, except for one little detail. Joe Biden never marched in the civil rights movement. Not once. Not one time. Not ever. He didn't march with or without a 12-point program. It was a complete fabrication." 7 months later, Biden explicitly admitted as much. Again, he admitted to his lies when his campaign crashed and burned. However, what's doubly disturbing about this is that multiple staffers on his campaign had begged him to stop telling these lies. They knew he had never marched in the civil rights movement. They begged him to stop telling the lie and the other lies, but he continued telling the lie and lies anyway. He said, "Folks, when I started in public life in the civil rights movement, we marched to change attitudes. I remember what galvanized me, Bull Connor and his dogs. I'm serious, and Selma." Joe's voice drops to an urgent whisper. "Absolutely made my blood run cold." Most of us don't remember that, but a lot of people remember that when he said it. But Joe Biden had never seen such things with his own eyes. Turns out Joe had been telling those lies, the same ones, for years and years and years, over and over and over again. Joe Biden was a keynote speaker at the Democratic Convention Conference in Maine in 1983, and again falsely claimed there to participate in sit-ins and movie theaters and restaurants to desegregate them when he was 17 years old, way back in 1960. Joe Biden did no such thing. In fact, nobody did. Didn't happen. It wasn't just that Joe Biden made these things up. They've been written about him hundreds of times in newspapers and magazines going back as early as 1975. In fact, in September of 1975, after Joe Biden was elected to the United States Senate, he soon began working with lifelong bigots and the worst white supremacists and racists to pass and block certain pieces of legislation helpful to the black community. Well, seems like Biden and the race card also had a long, cozy relationship. Let's recall that Biden, during the Obama-Biden 2012 re-election campaign, said to a racially mixed crowd, Romney wants to let the, he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules, unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains, Joe Biden said. Nice statement. And this year in the interview with Charlemagne the God, Biden said, what a name. You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, then you ain't black. Now people have to know that black people, if they don't vote for Biden, they're not black anymore. So there's something else. Black people, please listen, have common sense. Listen to what this man is saying. He's running for president of the greatest country in the world, United States of America. And this is what he's saying. He said he did racist things all his life. He's a hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool racist. He's insane. He's a sociopath. And how about his remark on Obama, who was president of the United States? Biden said, I mean, you got the first mainstream African-American who's articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. What is that? What about some great other black people throughout all of history? How could he say something like that? That is one of the most racist, absurd, insane things I have ever heard. What do these repeated lies illustrate? You know what they do illustrate? Biden sees black people as pawns, to whom condescending lies can be told with no fear of retribution, no matter how blatant and false. After all, he's got all the Hollywood liberals and psychotic Democrats and the fake news media to back him up. Like Hitler said, tell lies long enough and many times as possible, and eventually people believe they're the truth. Maybe he can't help himself, because he is a racist through and through. These things and more just come out naturally. We've seen it his whole life. Okay, let's get to the acceptance speech. Over the course of these surreal proceedings, Biden popped up from time to time, getting to know regular people like healthcare workers and union members via video call. It was hard to shake the impression that he was almost irrelevant, the figurehead for a movement brought together by dire circumstances. Of course he's a figurehead. He's a shell, he's a puppet. Does Biden's record, if the 47 years in politics, warrant such confidence? Not really, not at all. In fact, Biden's long history of lying, lack of doing anything, and especially lying about himself, about his past, and about events that never even took place, tell a very different story of Biden. In between his unfounded attacks on President Trump, which is all he has to say, claiming credit for himself and Obama for things they never did, and promising to do things Trump has already done. Everything he said he was going to do, he took from Trump, that Trump has already done, and in the process of doing better and more. Insanity. And yet, his lies go on. In his speech, Biden criticized President Donald Trump's struggle to contain the coronavirus pandemic and called for a sweeping response to combat the crisis. Nobody moved faster than President Trump in putting a travel ban on China. He would have put a travel ban on every country in the world if he could have. Biden condemned that, said it was racist, said it was xenophobic. Trump was first. First in everything. First in PPE, first in ventilators, first in medicines. In his remarks, the former vice president blamed President Donald Trump for his failure to contain the coronavirus pandemic and face the country's reckoning over systematic racism. Just like I said, President Trump was the first for the coronavirus. and there's no systemic racism from Trump. President Trump has cloaked American darkness for much too long, Biden said. Too much anger, too much fear, too much division. Seems to me it's the Democrats that will have the darkness, the anger, the fear, the division, the violence, the hatred. He said, here and now I give you my word. He gives his word. He never had a word. He can't help but lie. There's a lie right there because he has no word. He says, Biden says, here and now I give you my word. He just lied. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I will be an ally of the light, not of the darkness. It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. We the people. Good speech, Joe. You know the thing. You remember the thing. That's the job of a president, to represent all of us, not just our base or our party. This is not a partisan moment. This must be an American moment, he said. What is he talking about? He doesn't have one plan, one program, one original thought. He went on to further say, it's a moment that calls for hope and light and love, hope for our future, light to see our way forward, and love for one another. He said that as the riots in all the major cities across the United States are spreading and getting worse, people are getting murdered, cops are getting shot, homeowners are being threatened. No recourse for these rioters. There's no more protesters. They're all rioters. Buildings burned, businesses lost, America burning down. And he says, see our way forward and love one another. The only thing the Democrats love are the rioters and looters. He also said America isn't just a collection of clashing interests of red states and blue states. Sure seems like it. Democrats have had 4 years to try to stop it. They just let it continue for months now. They haven't done anything than that. We're so much bigger than that, he said. We're so much better than that. Prove it, Joe. 47 years, you haven't done anything. Four historic crises, he said, at the same time. A perfect storm. The worst pandemic in over 100 years. Sure, the Democrats are trying to blame it on Trump like he created it. They can't even admit it came from China. Worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. No, we had the best economic system in the history of America. It was the pandemic. And when the pandemic gets under control, which it is now, thanks to President Trump, the economy will come back bigger and better than ever. It's inevitable. Common sense tells us. More lies. He said the most compelling call for racial justice since the 60s. And the undeniable realities and accelerating threats of climate change. Back to climate change. While cities are burning down, people are being murdered, cops are being defunded, the whole country is in chaos, all thanks to the Democrats. The Democrats won't do anything about it. He's worried about the weather. He says, just judge this president on the facts. If he did that, they'd be in a lot of trouble. Because President Trump's facts show him to be one of the best presidents in modern history. 5 million Americans infected with COVID-19. First of all, we don't even know if that figure is real. Now, everyone doubts it. It's still not President Trump's fault. And Democrats do nothing for more aid. They keep blocking more money. Nice try again, Joe. More than 170,000 Americans have died. We know that for a fact. No, we know there's been a lot of lies. It's more likely maybe a tenth of that. It's a quarter of that, 25% of that. By far the worst performance of any nation on earth. I don't think so. We have Italy, we have Spain, we have India, we have so many other countries. We are about to develop a vaccine, thanks to President Trump, thanks to Project Warp Speed, thanks to his take on the medications that are available. More than 50 million people have filed for unemployment this year. Yeah, because they can't work. Because you Democrats and you, Joe, you want mandatory lockdowns. You want mandatory masks. You want mandatory destruction of America. President Trump is trying to bring back employment. And the people that are unemployed, they're getting paid for it. More than 10 million people are going to lose their health insurance yet. Yeah, that's an outright lie. The only reason people will lose insurance is like with Obamacare, who they did lose their insurance. And if you and the Democrats get elected again, everyone will lose their private health insurance. Nearly one in six small businesses have closed this year. That's not true. That's a lie, also the figure. And let's talk about the ones that were burnt down, blown up, and shot up by your Democratic rioters and looters. More mom-and-pop businesses will close their doors for good. No, they're not. Most of them are getting the help they need. The others are sticking it out tough. These are Americans. They're not afraid of you, Joe, or the Democrats, or your rioters and looters, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. We'll get through it. Working families will struggle to get by, and yet the wealthiest 1% will get tens of billion dollars in new tax breaks. That's not true. President Trump gave tax breaks to the middle class. Another lie. This is constant lies. This is pretty absurd. You don't even know what you're saying. You're mumbling again. And your vice president, running mate, is probably sitting in the background giggling. Mumbles and giggles. And the assault on the Affordable Care Act will continue until it's destroyed. Thank God. That took away everyone's life insurance. You say it's taking insurance away from more than 20 million people? No, it's not. Including more than 15 million people on Medicaid? No, it's not. More lies. And getting rid of the protections that President Obama and I passed for people who suffer from a pre-existing condition? President Trump has kept pre-existing conditions and said he always will. You're a liar, Joe. You're a filthy liar. And your lies just don't stop. You said a president who takes no responsibility, refuses to lead, blames others, cozies up to dictators, fans the flame of hate and division. President Trump is a leader. He's the first one out. He works 20-something hours a day sometimes. He doesn't blame others, only when it's true. He tells the truth if it's someone else's fault. He doesn't cozy up the dictators. He's putting more harsher restrictions on Russia, North Korea, China than any other president. He doesn't fan the flames of hate and division. That's the Democrats' job, and they're doing a real good job of it. You too, Joe. As president, the first step I will take will go and get control of the virus that's ruined so many lives. Sure, I got news for you. It's 95% to 99% on its way to being under control and in record world speed time. Because I understand something this president doesn't, Biden said. We will never get our economy back on track. We will never get our kids safely back to school. We will never have our lives back until we deal with this virus. Joe, get in touch with reality. We are dealing with the virus. The virus is almost under control. And at the same time, Americans and President Trump, unlike you, who barely can't get out of your basement, who can't remember your name, who doesn't know who your wife is or who your daughter is, your sister is, you're incredible. President Trump is dealing with the virus, and he's dealing with unemployment, dealing with the economy, dealing with his school, kids getting back to school. He's dealing with more things at once. We all know you can't walk down the street and chew gum at the same time. We all know you can't even think straight. But President Trump has 10 things going at once. And you know what? They're all working. Biden also said, and after all this time, the president still does not have a plan. Joe, he has 100 plans. Not only does he have plans, he has done things. He has done more in 4 years than you and Obama did in 8, than most in America has done in the last 30, 40 years. And you have done in 47 years for sure. You've done nothing, not one thing. No one can name anything good you've done except get out of the Senate. He says, well, I do. You have plans, Joe? You can't name him. You won't name him. You just get angry if someone asks you. It's a good plan. You said, if I'm president, on day one, we'll implement the national strategy I've been laying out since March. We'll develop and deploy rapid tests with results available immediately. Joe, it's already there. It's been there for a long time. Now there's all sorts of tests. More tests than you even know because you can't remember. We'll make the medical supplies and protective equipment our country needs. Joe, we have an overabundance. We're giving it to other countries because we have too much. And we'll make them here in America. Joe, they are being made here in America. So we will never again be at the mercy of China and other foreign countries. Joe, that's what Trump said months ago, and that's why he put more tariffs and restrictions on them, and that's why more things are manufactured here. We're buying from India and other countries on medicines while we're ramping up. America is already here. America's there. America will have the vaccine first. Watch. They already have medicines that are working tremendously, 70% success rate and more. We'll make sure our schools have the resources they need to be open, safe, and effective. I'm Joe, and it's already done. You're the one, and Democrats the one, in Democratic cities and Democratic politicians are the ones that are taking police out of schools. You morons. You psychopaths. You sociopaths. That's insanity with the violence that's going on. What's happened, and you're taking the police out of schools. You have no shame. You have no decency. You have no conscience. You have nothing. Evil. Remember the violent clash that ensued between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it? Yeah. The Democrats are spreading hate, and the rest of the true Americans are standing against it. Then Biden went on to his self-absorbed sympathy rant, which we won't even talk about. Then there were lies by omission. He didn't talk about the abortion, about aborting a baby, which is murder, after a baby is born or up to the 9th month. That's sick. And he's a Catholic? As a Catholic, he can't do that. As a human being, he can't do that. No one can. This is what you want from president, a murderer? He never talked about the rioting and the looting during his speech. Finally, way after his speech, he came out and made a comment about it because he had to for political reasons. But for months, all during it happens, they all claimed it was peaceful. They said it was not rioting and looting. It was just protesting, peaceful protesting. He never talked about defunding the police. He said he would. Never talked about the Second Amendment, that he was going to have Beto O'Rourke take away your guns. He never talked about destroying the American energy economy, getting rid of oil, gas, and coal. That's his plan. And then finally it was Biden's job to close the deal. It was a short convention speech. As these things go, the camera pans slowly in as he delivered it without cutting away. He talked about who we are, the soul of the nation, the pandemic, and how bad things are right now. A president who takes no responsibility, refuses to lead, blames others, cozies up to dictators, and fans the flame of hate and division, he said. Never calling out Trump by name. You know, I was talking about himself. You're describing yourself, Joe. That's Biden. Congratulations. You finally told the truth. You described yourself. Democrats feel like they overdid it with that stuff 4 years ago. And we know how that turned out. But the desperation in their voices and their actions this time is tremendous. Dripping with desperation. They know how desperate they are. And we don't want them in power. All through the convention, Democrats pushed a crazy idea that this whole country can answer to a single leader. Marxist policies, socialist policies, fascist policies. That we could have a nation where things actually get better. They are getting better. They're getting better than ever in American history. And they're going to continue. They said in Trump's worldview, that's all phony. Naive crap you'd be nuts to fall for. Excuse me, but Trump's the one who says, America first, make America great again. Democrats want to be friends with the rest of the world. The Democrats are the one who gave all the money. Obama and Biden gave billions in cash to the mullahs in Iran to push forward terrorism. Made friends with China, not Trump. And yet at the Democratic Convention, America was told over and over that right and truth could prevail over brute force and lies. That Congress was capable of passing laws that helped people, that the virus could pass into history, and people start hugging and shaking hands again. Not just because they could, but because they liked each other. The votes could matter. So Congress can pass laws that cure a disease, cure the virus. The Democrats are incredible. It's not just Joe Biden that lies. It's all the Democrats that lie. Let me make one thing clear. Despite his own assertions and that of Democrats, liberals, and the mainstream fake news media, Joe Biden is not a nice man. I'm tired of hearing people describing him as a nice man. It's all they have, I know that. But he is not a nice man. By all the things that he said, he's lied about, he's done, he hasn't done, no one in their right mind can call Joe Biden a nice man. He's a criminal, he's a sociopath, and he's evil. He's a pathological liar. His racist comments alone during his 40-plus political career and before that prove it. He has voted for every negative thing one can imagine, abortion, defunding the police, and more. He's a sexual deviant and a possible pedophile. He has anger problems, attacks people verbally, makes physical threats, and his profanity is incredible. He's a thief. His son is a thief by Biden's own hand. Biden perpetuated his son being a thief. And as always, he remains a pathological liar. These are not the traits of a nice man. Like most slick Hollywood productions, Biden's speech required a tremendous suspension of disbelief and reality.